Our reading this morning is taken from Psalms 119, verses 81 to 88. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pits to trap me, contrary to your law. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for I am being persecuted without cause. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your unfailing love, preserve my life, that I may obey the statutes of your mouth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Wonderful. Right, do the children want to come and join me down at the front? Put those away. Come and sit down at the front. So, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. There we go, patience. Do you know the list always stops before you get here? People love to talk about love. It gives them joy to talk about joy. They even like talking about peace, when actually what they mean is quiet. So they love telling people that your way to get peace is to be quiet. I've never been quiet. I'm not even quiet when I'm asleep. Peace does not mean... For I know my sins and my snoring is ever before me. Peace isn't quiet. Like isn't love. Happiness isn't joy. Then you get to the rest of the list. And people sort of peter out. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. And they walk off. Today it's patience. Now, hang on a minute. Dave? Don't know where I put my phone. Hang on. Just wait a moment. Hang on. There we are. Sorry about that. I just need me instructions. What was I gonna? Crumbs! What app did I use? There we are. Right. Okay. Oh, seeds. Yeah, that was it. Seeds. I've got some seeds I've been wanting to plant for a very, very, very long time. So, let me... That was where they were. Yeah, there they are. They're forget-me-nots. No, seriously, they are forget-me-nots. Seeds. I want to plant some seeds. On the back it says, plant with love. And there's some seeds here. Let's have a look at these seeds, Sean. Those are the seeds.
Oh, right, those are tiny.
Those are tiny seeds, aren't they? So I'm going to need a pot. Oh, crumbs.
I can find you a pot.
Can you find me a pot?
It looks like...
I need a plant pot.
It looks like black.
A plant pot. I need a little plant pot.
It looks like...
Need a little plant pot. Is the one left over from... Jackie, is the one left over from Mothering Sunday? Pot. Got one. Come on then. Come on, guys. Oh, dear. I've got a pot. Here we are. So I've got a pot. I've got the seeds.
But we need dirt.
What do
We need soil. Right, okay.
We need soil. Hold that. Soil.
Hold that. Do not spill them. Do not open them. We need soil. Backing them out. Backing them out. Just wait there. Wait there. Wait there. Excuse me a moment. Got some dirt from outside. Have you seen the wildflower garden, by the way? Starting to look beautiful. Thank you to everyone that helped with that as well. Right, we've got some dirt.
We need water.
We need water.
Yeah. I'll go get some water.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Because I'm going to need... could one of the grown-ups go and get me a plate, please? Just a little plate that I can put this on. Otherwise, I'm going to end up with...
I know where a plate is.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Okay, so we need to put some soil. Have you got those seeds nice and safe? And put some soil into here. Put some soil into here. Can someone remind me to wash my hands before I do communion, please? Oh, wonderful, thank you. There we are. So, we need the seeds, we've got some soil. Well done. Put some more soil on top of the seeds. I put all of the seeds in there. Oh, he found a plate. Right, sit down, mate. So, I don't need that soil anymore. So now just wait for them to grow. Water. Matthew, could you go and grab me a little bit of water in a cup, please? Thank you. George, Matty, that's fine. Matthew's going to go and get it for me. Right, okay. So, once you've got some water, they'll grow, yes? Yeah.
I think we need sunlight.
We need some light. Well, I can't get sunlight, but we need some light. Right. There we are. Need some more light. Can I have a couple more phone torches, please? Thank you. I'll have that. No, don't use the candles. I need some phone torches. So we've got light. Got some light. Got some light. Well, you hold that one. You hold that. There we are. Got some light. Loads of light. They're going to grow so quickly. Water. Thank you, Matthew. You're a star.
Sorry, gotta be careful, don't spill it.
Yep, thank you. We've got light. And we're gonna put some water on. So what do plants need to grow? They need a pot, they need soil, they need light, and they need water. So let's watch them grow.
We need bubble thing.
Move back, I can't see the pot. What do we need?
We need a time.
Yes.
A time-traveling robot.
How much time?
We need the time so we know how long it takes to grow.
Days? No. I hope you haven't got anything in your diaries. We need time.
I got a timer.
It doesn't say time on the packet. It says you need a pot, you need soil, you need water, and you need sun. It doesn't say anything about time. Why do I need time? I want to see my seeds grow.
Because you need time. I know how to make them grow. I scream at them.
So things don't happen straight away?
No.
How much time? Does anybody know how quickly forget-me-nots grow? You forgot. Okay. I don't think these phone cameras are going to make as much difference as I thought they would.
Why don't we just smash a hole in the roof?
Right, okay. So, if you want to give them back to whoever's phone they are, otherwise they'll end up on eBay.
Why don't we just smash a hole in the roof?
Oh, it's in the pot. Planted some seeds. There we are. So.
I know how to make some grow.
So I've done everything right, but it just needs time. Can I speed up the time that it will take?
Unless you have a time machine, no.
Unless you have a timer.
Sadly, I don't have a time machine. No, technically we are living on a time machine. It travels at the rate of 1 hour per hour. Forwards.
Why can't I just make
a time machine?
Okay. So you can do all the right things,
and then you
might have to wait.
A while.
A long while.
3 days, in fact.
Do you know, if I planted bamboo seeds and I watered them for a year, do you know what the pot would look like at the end of the year? It would look like that. If I carried on watering it and left it in the sunlight for another whole year, do you know what the pot would look like at the end of that second year? It would look like that.
Still that.
And a third year, it would look like that. Year four, it would look like that.
Five.
At the end of year five, a little shoot would appear. And 3 weeks later, there'd be 9 meters of bamboo. Because the bamboo takes all of that time to put its roots down, and it creates this huge network of roots, and then it grows 9 meters in 3 weeks after looking like it's done nothing for 5 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. So I don't think my forget-me-nots are going to grow very quickly, are they?
No, they're going to take a day.
And that is what patience is about. Patience is sometimes having done all the right things, but all we need is time. Can I have the video, the first video there, please, kid? We're going to watch a video together.
Fruit of the Spirit. Patience. So part of God's story is about the fruit of the Spirit, and it goes like this. The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. They're all good to have, and they all come from God. But for now, let's focus on patience. When the Bible talks about patience, it's more than just waiting for something you want. Sometimes, patience means waiting for God to do something only He can do, like bringing justice or putting a stop to someone's pain. The Bible is full of stories about people being patient, and patient for a little while longer, and patient for a really, really, really long time. Patience is when you choose to trust God's promises. Patience means you believe that no matter how much time something takes, no matter how difficult it is to wait, that God is still good, and that God always keeps His promises. Now, it's not always easy to wait, and we are all probably waiting on God for something. It's okay to feel impatient, but it's also possible to feel impatient, but to practice patience. The Bible shows us what it looks like to have patience no matter what is going on. Psalm 40 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He heard my cry." And Romans 8:25 says, "If we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Jesus showed patience when His followers didn't understand the things He had taught them. He took time to explain His parables and sometimes had to patiently correct His friends. Like one time when James and John, who after 3 years of Jesus teaching them to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, still asked Jesus to call down fire on a village and destroy it, all because they didn't welcome Jesus and His friends. But violence is the opposite of what Jesus had been teaching them. Instead of choosing to be violent, Jesus showed even more patience when others were violent to Him, when He suffered and even died on a cross, even though He hadn't done anything wrong. And 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Which is another way of saying that even when we aren't patient with God, He is patient with us. And when we try to do things our own way, God is still patient with us. In case you missed it, God's always patient with us. It's part of who God is. When we choose to wait and trust God's promises, when we choose patience, we're choosing to be like God. And when we are patient with other people, when we forgive them and serve them, we are showing God's patience to others. Practicing patience is part of what it means to have the fruit of the Spirit. Maybe you can think of something you need to be patient with right now. You can ask God to help you practice patience. And as you experience God and grow in your faith, the Spirit can grow more patience in your life.
So patience is about trusting God. Do I trust that God knows more about this situation than I do? Yes. The answer to that question is always yes, isn't it? Do I believe God? Well, it's interesting, because you could probably turn around. I'm not going to ask you, because it's quite a personal question, if you always believe the things that God has said. Because sometimes, as a grown-up, it can be harder to believe that than it is as a young person or a child. Because we get taught to be cynical and skeptical and all the other ulls that people don't use well. Do you believe God? Do you believe what He says? When He says, "I love you," do you believe that, or do you try to deflect that? When He says that you're precious, do you believe that, or do you go, "Well, you know, Angie's precious. Betty's precious, but I'm not precious"? Do you actually believe what God says? Because that's part of patience, is believing that what God said is what God is planning. And then, do we believe that God is good? So many times I hear people say, "Why did God let this happen? Why did God do this to me?" And so many times those are things that I don't think God did, because God is good. Our world is broken. Our world is full of evil. But God isn't. God is always good. And do we trust in God's promises? I said right at the beginning that this isn't about us trying to manufacture these things. "I'm going to be more patient with my family." It doesn't work. "I'm going to be more loving, whether they like it or not. I'm going to be joyful, because joy is a very serious thing. I'm going to have peace, because you're all going to shut up." That's not how the fruit works. Have you ever seen an apple tree with high blood pressure? No. Have you ever seen an apple tree going, "I'm going to produce fruit and it kills me"? No. That's not how fruit works. Fruit grows in a healthy tree because that's what fruit trees do. The fruit of the Spirit grows in healthy disciples because that's what healthy disciples do when the Holy Spirit fills them. So if we're not showing those fruits, then actually what we need to do is ask God to heal us and transform us and change us. And that might take a bit of time. How long is it since you started coming to church? How long is it since you started coming to this church? 1984, that's 41 years, yeah. Has God finished sorting you out yet? No. It takes time. And that's why patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Sometimes we just have to wait.